The Director General of ASIO, David Irvin, has confirmed that the Australian intelligence community is investigating hundreds of young Australian men of Lebanese background who've joined the fighting in Syria. Mr. Irvin says the fear is that the young men are becoming even more radicalised by their experiences and that they may present a future terrorism risk once they return to Australia. The ASIO head made the comments after conducting the first and quite likely the last tour of the new controversial ASIO building on the shores of Lake Burley Griffin in Canberra. Our defence and national security correspondent Michael Brissenden was one of the few taken along for the tour.
As secure and secret buildings go, they don't get much more visible than the new ASIO headquarters on the shores of Lake Burley Griffin, at least from the outside. It's a mammoth presence, sitting as it does right across the water from Parliament House, a testament to its importance in the overall hierarchy of the government's infrastructure. For many, it's become something of a metaphor for the unchecked growth of the intelligence community since 9/11. Built at a staggering cost of over $600 million, the ASIO building was never scrutinised by the Parliament, as other big public projects usually are, and it was also exempt from the usual public consultation process. But David Irvin says the cost is still justified.
We are still conducting as many investigations into possible terrorism in Australia today as we were 4 years ago or 5 years ago. The issue has mutated over the years as the Centre for International Terrorism has moved out of the Fatah areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan. But as you know, there are still extensive al-Qaeda mutations throughout the world. And from our reading of what is happening in Australia, we have every reason not to be sort of hugely alarmed or paranoid, but to be alert to the fact that there continue to be people within our midst who would plan ill for ordinary Australians.
Today, Mr. Irvin and the Attorney General Mark Dreyfus took a select group of media through the building for the first and no doubt the last time. It was a highly selective tour, of course, and there's still plenty of it that ordinary civilians will never see. But it is what you'd expect, a high-tech security building with state-of-the-art biosecurity screening booths at the staff entrance that would no doubt make the Get Smart scriptwriters jealous. At its heart is a 24-hour operations centre that can run off the grid for up to 3 days at a time. It has its own water supply, its own sewerage system, and generators fuelled by a 600,000-litre underground diesel tank. There are plenty of other things in there too, but if they told us what they were, we probably wouldn't have been able to walk out alive. Suffice to say, the intelligence chiefs say this is a building that is designed to meet our intelligence needs for the next 60 years in an environment that is as dangerous as ever. And today, the Director General of ASIO has confirmed that one of the most pressing concerns at the moment is the number of young Australian Lebanese men heading over to join the fight in Syria.
I think we continue to be concerned about young Australians going overseas to fight in on battlefields that don't necessarily have a lot to do with Australia, clearly. And we're also concerned that young Australians don't go overseas and become quite severely radicalised in the sort of extremist al-Qaeda type doctrines. Yes, we are concerned.
The ABC understands that the majority of those young fighters are born in Australia and come from families with strong ties in the north of Lebanon, particularly from the area around Tripoli. Many of them have family business interests in the region and also family connections that reach across the border into Syria. The potential for further radicalisation has worried ASIO for some time, but the number of those that are being directly investigated has doubled in the past year. The war in Syria shows no sign of ending, and as one source said, these boys all have Australian passports and they can come and go as often as they like. This is Michael Brissenden reporting for PM.
And I confirm that our man in Canberra is out of the facility alive.